Previously on Criminal Minds.
Al, 2 weeks of pure heaven.
Do not call me for anything. Have a great time. You all deserve a break.
Welcome to paradise.
Your resort is beautiful.
A man said they had been a murder on 119.
Who are you?
Where is the victim's head?
I'm here on vacation.
Someone sent you a head?
From Jamaica.
Morgan and Al are in Jamaica right now.
That Agent Greenaway wasn't even here when this man was killed.
How did he know where we were?
A man came to the door with something he said you would need right away.
Came to the door.
I was playing a game yesterday, and a hacker could have gotten into my computer first. I have far less protection on my own laptop.
Why'd he be that stupid?
And I found him.
You what?
I know who he is, the hacker. His name is Giles.
You know, now you're on a quest. The young girl's life depends on the successful completion of it. The one who lives, only the members of your team may participate in the quest.
He's given us all the clues needed to complete the quest, including this book code. Each one of these sets of numbers represents a particular word.
Yeah, but from what book?
Judge, I got some reporters here as soon as possible.
Didn't he say that we had to keep this within the team?
We're looking for this man.
No, no, I specifically said no outsiders.
I'm awake.
Anderson, take Greenaway home.
Yes, sir.
Get some sleep.
I told you, there was one rule.
One rule!
The defects and faults of the mind are like wounds in the body. After all imaginable care has been taken to heal them up, still, there will be a scar left behind. French writer Francois La Rochefoucauld.
Yeah, well, rules.
Sir, I thought you'd want to know we identified the girl in the video, Rebecca Bryant.
Leave it on the desk.
Reed, how many books do you think are published in a year?
In the whole world? Thousands.
Great, and all we gotta do is find one. You know, I can see the Sunsub getting our phone numbers and addresses from the Bureau of Personnel files, but come on, man. It really says in there that Gideon digs Nellie Fox.
Or that JJ collects butterflies?
I didn't even know these things about us.
Never would it be night, but always clear day to any man's sight.
Reed, not again with the poem from the music box, please.
There's something familiar about it. I think I've heard it somewhere before.
Thought you had a photographic memory.
Eidetic memory, and that's primarily related to things I read. Like I said, this is something I think I've heard.
Which leaves us?
Nowhere. That's where it leaves us.
Not necessarily. How would we proceed if we didn't have all these clues? What's the first thing we'd look at?
Victimology.
Why this particular victim in this particular place at this particular time?
We have a victim, don't we?
Rebecca Bryant.
Missing out of South Boston, Virginia. You can get there in a few hours if you hurry. Take JJ, find out everything there is to know about this girl.
You got it.
Been letting him lead us around like he's something more than he is.
He's just another unsub. Start putting together a profile.
What do you want me to do?
Just keep working on this. If anybody can put it together, you can.
Anderson, where's Agent Greenaway?
Sir?
I told you to take her home.
I dropped her off half an hour ago.
Take her home does not mean drop her off. We're dealing with an unsub who has all of our personal information, including our home addresses. Get back over there now.
But...
now.
Agent Greenaway?
Yes?
Case file, please.
How did I get here?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Without a case file, you'll have to get off. The rules are very
clear!
She's back. Okay, get a large bore going.
I'm on it.
If we don't get this pressure up, we're gonna lose her again. Permanently.
Thank you.
possible book titles. Thousands of books published every year. This is impossible. Year every year.
Agent Hotchner?
Yes.
The delivery guy's on the way up. One from the press conference?
Thank you.
The book has to be the right volume and the right publication date, or the code won't work, right?
Okay.
Now, when you talk about Nellie Fox, it's in regards to the 1959 White Sox. That's the year that's important to you, but for some reason, this is a 1963 card.
Well, maybe you couldn't find a 59.
You think a pale clouded yellow butterfly was easy to find, or a music box that specifically plays the Trout Quintet?
So a book published in 1963.
It has to be. Maybe.
The guy who delivered that puzzle to my house just turned himself in. You delivered a package to my house yesterday.
Well, do I need a lawyer here?
Late in the day to my wife.
I guess I could check my logs.
You know exactly which delivery we mean.
Look, this guy comes up to me on the street with the package. He says it only needs to go a few miles, and that a girl's life depended on it.
And you didn't find that suspicious?
He said a girl's life depended on it, man. I was going to take no chances with something like that.
I see. So you're a humanitarian here, then?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
How much?
1,000. Cash. Seriously, do I need a lawyer?
This guy is infuriatingly good. He routed his IP through major corporations, crisscrossed it through countries, bounced it off satellites.
No, I only found what he wanted me to find. The compartment where Giles was dead. Reed, a hacker capable of getting into my systems is going to have amazingly sophisticated equipment. Did Giles' apartment have that?
He didn't have a couch.
Exactly. Giles was a smokescreen I should have seen through. But now I have this glorious program I wrote, tracking the hacker through his other identity. Sir Neif.
K-N-E-I-G-H-F. It's an odd spelling.
Do you need something?
Yeah, is there a database which lists all the books published in a given year?
Individual publishers have lists, but I don't think there's anything like a master one. Plus, it would depend upon the year, because the further back you go, less likely there'll be any database at all.
1963.
Yeah, okay, that would be an example of extremely less likely.
Could you do me a favor, type something into a search engine for me? Never would it be night, but always clear day to any man's sight.
Okay, that's from a poem, The Parliament of...
Fowls! Yeah, Chaucer! My mom used to read me that. It's widely considered as the first Valentine's poem.
Your mom read you Valentine's poems? Hello, therapy.
Chaucer poem. Fowls, Parliament of Fowls, Chaucer. It has to be at least 283 pages long, but the poem has to be long. Something published in 1963. A butterfly indigenous to Great Britain. Why? Something born. Something from Great Britain. Medieval. Chaucer. Chaucer was Middle English. Middle English spelling the word Fowls. F-O-W-L. Yeah. There was a contemporary British author, Fowls. John Fowls. Will you type that into a search engine?
He wrote The Magus. He wrote The French Lieutenant's Woman.
Anything in 1963 published in Great Britain?
The Collector.
Collector. Baseball cards, skeleton keys, music boxes. These are things that are collected.
Reed.
What did he look like?
I don't really know. He had a big coat on it and a hat pulled down over his face.
So you can't describe him at all then?
Well, the part of his face that I could see was all messed up.
It was messed up?
Yeah. Scarred. All burned up.
Burn scars.
Could explain the trouble of moving.
We know what the book is. The Collector by John Fowles.
Sure.
Not absolutely, not until we see if the code works, but I have four separate libraries searching for the 1963 edition published in Great Britain.
Well done, Reed.
Agent Gideon, there's a call for you on line two. Says it's extremely urgent.
Is there a name?
Sort of. He calls himself the Fisher King.
This could be the unsub, guys.
Why?
In mythology, the Fisher King is the Grail King. Sir Naif, it's an anagram for Fisher King.
Fisher King's at the end of all Grail quests.
Line two, trapped and traced.
Gideon.
What I had to do was not my fault.
Excuse me?
It was distasteful and barbaric.
Who is this?
No one else has to be hurt.
Call yourself the Fisher King?
I told you. There were rules.
I'm actually more interested in exactly how you got all those burns.
Remember this. Next time you decide to step outside my instructions, Agent Greenaway did not have to die like that.
Leading out. They're going to need four units of O on the rapid infuser.
Yes, Doctor.
Fight with me here. Fight.
FBI, one of my agents was just brought in.
I am sorry,
Anderson,
sir.
Where is she?
I got there just as the ambulance
where
was leaving.
Where is she, Anderson?
They just took her up to surgery.
Then she's alive. What do we know?
The local PD said someone forced her back door and surprised her in the living room, that they were probably laying in wait for her. And after she was... It appears she dialed 911 herself before she passed out.
Why weren't we notified?
The offender apparently took her ID and gun. The uniform I talked to didn't even know she was in the bureau until I arrived on scene.
Get back over there. This is a federal crime scene. Nobody touches anything. We process it. Go.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Velez, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Reed, I am. I have a first edition of The Collector published in Great Britain in 1963.
Wonderful. Mrs. Velez, I'm going to read you a set of three numbers. The first is going to be a page number, the second a line number on that page, and the third a word number in that line. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
All right, the first is page 222.
Page 222, got it.
Line 23.
Line 23, got it.
What is the 16th word on that line, Ms. Blaz?
The.
The, great. Page 91, line 11, word 13.
Path. Does that make sense?
The path. No, yeah, that absolutely makes sense. All right. Please go to page 31.
Orderly needed in room 45.
Trap and Trace got nothing. Unsub used a disposable cell.
We got our best CSU team. If he left anything, a print, hair, sweat, anything.
We'll find it.
I sent her home, Jason.
This wasn't you.
I should have been clearer with Anderson.
Try Morgan and JJ again.
I tried them three times. They're out of cell range.
I'll try them again. I don't want them to hear about this on the news.
She was 16 when she was abducted. She's 18 now. Her birthday was in August. 2 years in that little cell.
All right, let's go over this one more time. She took off for school but never got there, correct?
Correct.
None of the neighbors saw her that morning?
It doesn't even appear that they canvassed at all.
Okay, JJ, I need you to see if the originating detective can meet us at the house, because there's just something really funky about this whole investigation.
Well, I will as soon as we re-enter the world of cell phone service.
The path to the end began at his start. To find her first, calm her long-broken heart. She sits in a window with secrets from her night. Is it adventure that keeps him out of her sight? Another puzzle?
It's a riddle. Began at his start. The youngest holds the key. Sits in a window. Secret. Venture.
Mm-hmm.
secrets from her knight. Sits in a window.
She calls them your adventures.
Would it be night, but always clear day? Maybe bright light?
Someone delivered this to the desk last night for you.
It's never night in Las Vegas.
Excuse me?
I need to be connected to the field office closest to Las Vegas, Nevada, immediately. Hi, this is Dr. Spencer Reed with the Behavioral Analysis Unit at Quantico. Look, I need my mother picked up and brought to Virginia in protective custody as soon as possible. We're searching for an unsub who shot one of our agents today, and I think he might know my mother, and I believe she may be in danger. Yes. She's at the Bennington Sanitarium in Las Vegas. Her name's Diana Reed. She's a patient there.
Diana, there's someone here to see you. Yes, sir. If there's anything we can do, yes, sir. We will.
What's up?
It was Hotch.
Don't tell me. Reed already figured it out and we drove all the way out here for nothing, right?
Darren.
What? What?
The unsub. Elle was shot in her apartment this morning.
What? Going back.
No. Hotch said not to.
I don't give a damn what Hotch said.
Look, Derek, he's right. There's nothing we can do at the hospital, okay? But maybe we can find the unsub through her, through the victim's profile, through Rebecca.
How bad?
She's in surgery. That's all they know.
Pulse rate 95%. Get that line?
Dad, it was hard growing up without you.
I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't your fault. I just missed you so much.
I'm always with you.
What's gonna happen to me?
Happen? That's up to you, baby. That's up to you.
Any word?
Nope.
I called JJ. I told her we'd call them if anything changed. What's all that?
Unsub's extremely organized. Sounded truly shocked that we didn't follow the rules. I honestly believe we would simply listen to his directions.
He's delusional. He thinks he's a mythological king.
But delusion and this level of organization are almost mutually exclusive. You don't meticulously plan contacts in the real world if you're suffering psychotic breaks from reality.
How is she?
No word yet. Has she seen process?
They're finished. We still have it locked up tight, though.
You find anything?
CSU found a partial print. The shooter wrote a message on the wall in the blood, and in one of the smudges, they found a whorl pattern. They made a lift. They aren't sure whether it's enough to get a hit, but they are processing it now.
Rules.
She's okay. Her mom. They just picked her up. She's flying here right now.
I forgot she used to always read me this poem. It's funny, huh?
Funny?
I should have realized this sooner. Nobody knows things like the fact that JJ collects butterflies except for me. People tell me their secrets all the time. I think it's because they know I don't have anyone to betray them to. Except my mother. I tell her pretty much everything.
I don't think anyone would mind.
Do you know that I write her a letter every day?
That's nice.
Depends on why I write her.
What do you mean?
I write her letters so I won't feel so guilty about not visiting her. Did you know that schizophrenia is genetically passed?
Things are still right here. We kept it all.
everything that was in her room in case she ever... You said there's a videotape?
Yes, ma'am. The man who abducted your daughter sent it to us.
You sure it's Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am, we're sure.
Ma'am, I don't mean to impose, but we've had ourselves a really long drive. You got any coffee?
Excuse me? I'll come with you, ma'am.
Oh, certainly, sure.
Detective. I've seen kids missing for a decade. And their rooms look exactly the way they did the day that they left. Parents don't just pack up their kids' stuff and put them in boxes in a garage. Parents don't give up, ever. What the hell is going on here?
This wasn't exactly a cut-and-dried missing. This Rebecca is no angel.
She was in trouble. A lot of it, all the time. What kind of trouble?
You name it. Dope, vandalism, theft, truancy. Nobody even blinked when she didn't show up for school that day. She was a part-time attendee at best.
None of that was in the report.
Now, why would it be?
Because it's relevant, Detective.
Look, uniforms filed the initial report. Missing persons never did a supplemental because the girl had run away 5 or 6 times before.
She didn't run away this time, did she?
Yeah, apparently not.
Nobody even bothered to look for this girl for 2 years?
No.
Why? Why was she acting out? Was there a problem at home? Was there abuse?
Abuse? From the moment we brought her into the house, we treated Rebecca like an angel.
You just said brought her into the house.
When she was 5 years old, we took Rebecca in as a foster child. And after a couple of years, we adopted her.
Where are her birth parents?
Something happened to the whole family.
Did she ever talk about it?
I don't even think she remembered it. She was just a little girl.
So her name hasn't always been Bryant?
No, it was Garner. Rebecca Garner.
Please.
I brought you a dinner. It's chicken.
I'm sick. I need a doctor.
You like chicken?
No. Just take the chains off.
No. You'll try to escape.
No, I won't. I promise.
I'll be back for your tray in half an hour.
Garcia.
Hey, it's Morgan.
Derek, what do you need?
Garcia, I need information on an adoption.
Name?
Adopted name is Rebecca Bryant. Birth name is Garner.
Where?
Somewhere around South Boston, Virginia, 13 years ago.
Nothing.
Nothing?
I'll try just the name of the wider search. Okay, there's a Rebecca Garner who was adopted by Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Bryant on December 4th, 1993 in Clark County, Nevada.
Nevada?
That's what it says. The rest is sealed.
Garcia, unseal it. I need to know what happened to that girl's family to cause her to need adopting.
Okay. I'll work on it.
Coffee?
No. We don't have enough for a profile yet. Not a good one.
No.
Some generalities.
Not enough to catch him.
Press conference was the thing to do, right?
Jerry?
Brought the unsub out into the open. He made a mistake. He left a partial print. We wouldn't have that.
No.
It's really the only way to go. I did the right thing. I did my job. Hell will understand that. She'll understand.
What if I don't wake up?
You keep talking like you don't have any choice, Peanut. You can choose to fight, to beat the odds. It's up to you.
What if I want to stay with you?
Well, that's a choice, too.
That's why you're so skinny, you know. Too much coffee.
Thanks a lot, guys. I've got her.
You know I'm terrified of flying.
I know, Mom. I'm sorry.
Well, then why did you have those fascists arrest me?
Mom, they're not fascists, and you were not arrested. I'm trying to protect you.
By forcing me to do the one thing that frightens me more than anything else.
I need to show you something. Follow me.
Wow.
Yeah, talk to me.
Not only did I find your records, I found some newspaper articles about your girl.
Newspaper articles?
Yeah, apparently most of Rebecca Garner's family died in a house fire in 1992. Faulty electrical wiring in their tract house.
So when she was 4?
Yeah, Mrs. Garner.
They're
both Garner boys, one of the Garner girls. Rebecca was found in the backyard crying but unharmed.
How'd she get there?
Our father, probably. He was a teacher at a Vegas public school. He tried to save the rest of the family, but he suffered massive burns to his entire body, nearly died. He spent years in a burn ICU, and it was during that time that he gave up his parental rights to Rebecca so that she could be put up for adoption because there was no other family.
Could explain her acting out. You watch your whole family die in front of you?
Father was awarded a huge settlement from the contractors who built the development. They were using faulty materials.
Good work, Garcia.
Print that up for me, all right? We'll be back pretty soon.
Huh.
What? Something else?
Nah, it just says here that after the father left the medical hospital, he spent a few years at a Vegas sanitarium, Bennington.
That means something to you?
Yeah, that's where...
Go see it?
I gotta go. Happy.
This is where you work?
This is where we meet. My desk, you see it right up there in the bullpen area.
The table's round.
Just like I wrote you in my letters.
Yes, just like you wrote in your letters. Dr. Jessen gave me the book you brought. Marjorie Kemp.
She's your favorite.
That particular book is one of her minor works.
Mom, no, don't. Can't grab stuff off the board. This key is evidence. Mom, the unsub that we're looking for, the bad guy, knows things about my colleagues' personal lives, things that only you would know. Do you write about them in your journals?
My journals are none of the government's business.
I'm not the government.
Well, this certainly looks like a government office.
Mother, do you write about my colleagues' personal lives?
Why did you bring me here, Spencer?
I need to ask you some things about a man I think you might know. A bad man. He's killed some people and he's holding a girl hostage.
You think I know someone like that?
Will you just watch the tape and see if he sounds familiar?
Understand in the end why it must be this way. You're going to thank me.
You do know?
I'm sure it's Randall Garner.
Randall Garner?
He was with me at the hospital. He's a very emotionally disturbed man.
Wait. I got to the end of the IP string. Sir Naif, the Fisher King? His name is Randall Garner. He's Rebecca Bryant's biological father.
Reed and Garcia think they've ID'd the unsub.
Oh.
I don't know, but they want to know how to proceed.
Well, one of us should be there. You go. I want to be here when she comes out of surgery.
Call me immediately.
Immediately. Patch.
Yeah.
The only way for the organization level to be so high is the unsub believes it's all real. He believes he's the keeper of the Grail, needs us to find it. We have to make him understand that it isn't real.
She's real.
What do you mean?
Whenever he talked about Rebecca, he never said she was his daughter. He said all his children died in the fire. He spoke of a Rebecca, more in the abstract. I really thought she was a metaphor, not an actual human being. An ideal.
A grail? He thinks he's the Fisher King.
Who does?
Randall Gardner, our own sub.
He believes you're all modern-day Knights of the Round Table.
Garrick Morgan, this is my mother, Diana Reed.
It's your mother? Ma'am, it's a pleasure to meet you.
So where are we on finding this son of a bitch?
I rechecked all the clues. There's nothing that points to an address.
The adoption records from Rebecca list an address at the fire, so I made a call to Nevada, and it's vacant. No one ever rebuilt.
Nevada? So we don't even know what state he's in?
I'll search tax records, see if he owns any property.
Excuse me.
Mom, do you want to wait
just out my... before the agents got me from the hospital, a man delivered this to me. It's a photo of a house with an address on the back.
Shiloh, Virginia. That's only 10 miles from here.
Heads up, guys. It's open. He wants us to know we're in the right place, to keep your eyes open. Let's go. It's Morgan. We're clear.
Mr. Gardner, my name is Spencer Reed. You were in the hospital with my mother. I think she might have confused you. All we want to do is help Rebecca. It's exactly what you want, right? That's why you sent us the puzzles? That's why you said you'd hope you'd be seeing us soon?
Ask the question.
There is no magical question, Mr. Gardner. He believes that if I ask him the right question, it'll heal all of his wounds.
Do you know the question?
I know what he wants. I'm gonna move to where he can see me.
Reed, no!
Reed!
Fall back.
Reed, no!
Wait. Stay calm, Mr. Gardner.
Ask the question, Sir Percival.
I told you, I'm not Percival. My name is Dr. Spencer Reed from the FBI. You were in the hospital with my mother, Diana?
If you want the Grail, you must ask the question.
She's not a Grail. She's your daughter. Her name's Rebecca.
My daughter's died in the fire. And my son. And my wife.
Rebecca lived.
No, your mother. She explained it all to me.
My mother's a paranoid schizophrenic who'd forget to eat if she wasn't properly medicated and supervised.
She made me realize none of it was real. I didn't lose Rebecca. She never existed in the first place.
She does exist, Mr. Gardner. And we're here to help her. Hotch, Morgan? I think maybe it'd be better if you guys waited downstairs.
What?
Mr. Gardner and I are just gonna talk alone up here.
Go ahead and talk, Reed, but we're not going anywhere.
Ask the question, I'll be healed. And you may take the Grail. Just ask the question, Sir Knight.
I can't.
Heal me.
Mr. Gardner, a Fisher King wound cannot be healed by somebody else. It's not a wound to the body, but it's a wound to the memory. A wound to the mind. It's a wound that only you can find, and a wound that only you can heal. Just ask the question. There's only one question that matters, Mr. Gardner. It's only one really important question. Can you forgive yourself?
I couldn't get to them.
If you tell me where she is, you can save Rebecca now. Tell me where Rebecca is.
You already know. I sent your mother the map.
What map?
Can I forgive myself? No, I can't. Run!
Don't move, Bree! Don't move!
Get him out. Let's go! Let's go!
Let's go!
What was that?
Need a bomb!
You don't think we needed to know that?
I told you to go down the stairs!
You didn't say bomb! You left that part out!
Stop! The house is on fire, Reed! Let's go!
Just let me think! He's the Fisher King, this is his castle, Rebecca's got to be here!
Reed, there may not be time for a search, let's go!
The location's on the map that he gave to my wife.
Reed, all she told us about was that photo, let's go!
Yeah, she's in the basement downstairs!
How do you know that?
I'm in here! Is the house on fire?
In here.
Let go. I'm chained. Get me out of here. I'm chained.
Here, I got the bed.
Hurry!
He called me Sir Percival.
Hurry!
Reed, hurry.
The key, Reed, the key. The youngest one holds the key. Tell me you got the key. Come on, man, let's go. Let's go, we got no time. Let's go. You got her?
Yes.
It has been said time heals all wounds. I do not agree. The wounds remain. In time, the mind, protecting its sanity, covers them with scar tissue and the pain lessens. But it is never gone. Rose Kennedy.
Dad, there's something...
It's okay.
No, I want to say it. That day... I was just mad that day. I wanted you to teach me to ride my bike. I knew that you had to work. I was just being selfish and childish.
Baby, you were 8.
I said, I hate you, Daddy. Those are the last words that I ever said to you.
Shh. It's okay, baby.
I thought so many times that I wish that I had said,
I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, Peanut. Very much.
Stay with you.
That's all right.
Will I ever see you again?
I'll be here when it's time.
I love you.
There you are. Sleep. You're going to be fine.
Elle's out of surgery. She's going to be okay.
Good. Is Gideon still at the hospital?
Yeah. How's Rebecca?
She's in the hospital, but she should be all right.
Physically, maybe.
Thank you, everyone. All of you.
Well, we could have only gone so far without Mrs. Reed.
Mom, we found her. Rebecca's safe. You helped us save her life.
Is it time for lunch yet?
What?
I'm lecturing everyone on Tristan and Isolde. They're all gathering in my room after lunch.
Can I attend the lecture too?
Have you read any of the material?
I've had them read to me.
Wonderful. That's the best way, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. By far.
The batter swings and the summer flies as I look into my angel's eyes. A song plays on while the moon is high. Over me, something comes over me. I guess we're big and I guess we're small. If you think about it, man, you know we got it all. Cause we're all we got on this bouncing ball. And I love you free, I love you free. And he said, here's a riddle for you. Find the answer. There's a reason for the world. You and I. And I